Now, Delamay, you mentioned something here, and I'm going to address it in this way. Do you see what this is? These are my hands formed in a cup. Okay? This is my cup. George? George, this is a cup of my feelings. It's a cup of my identity. It's my value. It's my esteem. Now, you can see there's not very much in there right now, is there?
Right.
Would you lift your thumb and pour just a little bit of you into my cup, please? Oh, man, this is great. Did you see that? Did you see how readily George poured into my cup? What a great guy. I really appreciate that. Is this your wife sitting next to you? Well, it should be because he's a wonderful guy. Okay, there he is right there. This is a wonderful man. Did you see how he just poured into my cup? I'm going to have a wonderful day now because he smiled at me. He poured into my cup. He gave me a sense of value. He gave me something. Can I have a little more, George, though? Just a little bit. Okay, now just hold it there for a minute. Yeah, bear with me. Oh, this is wonderful. Ah, isn't he a wonderful guy? Look at this. He's just going to pour and pour and pour. George, don't run out. I said don't run out. Don't you run out. Now listen, I'll squeeze it out of you. I can't believe you. He's not going to fill my cup. You said you'd fill my cup. I don't care if I drained you. I don't care if I sucked you dry. If you're not going to fill my cup, I'll go get somebody better to fill your cup. Jody will fill my cup. You'll fill my cup, won't you, Jody? Come on, please. Okay, I got you, too. And I'll drain it out of you. You need to fill my cup. Come on, fill my cup. I don't care if I... You people, what's wrong with you? You don't have anything to pour into my cup? I can't believe you wouldn't fill my cup. I don't care if I drained you. I just need my cup filled. George, who has to fill my cup? Now... I am 50, did you hear what he said? He said, I do. I'm 51 years of age, I have a wife, I have 4 kids, I have 5 grandkids to fill my cup. Don't tell me that I have to fill my own cup. Now let me ask you again, who has to fill my cup? Oh, he told me again, I do. Others can assist me. And I will tell you, you will get your greatest joy in assisting people. But ultimately, each of us has to fill our own cup. Isn't my wife supposed to fill my cup? Who's supposed to fill hers? She is? No, but she's got big... Did you notice this, George? Not in my wife, in me. Any of you notice this? You think with a hole in my cup like that, I could suck a few people dry? How many of us have not had holes shot into our cups? Sometimes they're little ones that just leak. Sometimes they're big ones. My mother died when I was 8. My grandmother came in and took care of us. 2 weeks later, she died. My other grandmother came in and took care of us. A year later, she died. I got a few holes in my cup. Should we go ask the girlfriends I had in high school and say, come on, fill my cup? And they would pour and pour and pour and pour. And then I'd walk. I'd say, you're not filling my cup. Get out of here. And they'd walk away feeling bad. What's wrong with me? I can't seem to fill Craig's cup. Who's got to fill their cup? I do. I've got to fill my own cup.
I'm afraid you do.
Did you hear? Say that out loud, exactly how you said it. Who does?
I'm afraid you do.
I'm afraid you do. How many of us are actually afraid that that person has to fill her cup? But my father is 88 years of age. I'm afraid he can't learn to fill his own cup. He can't do it. I have to go over there and carry his cup, fill his cup for him. I hope you assist him. But if you feel that you have to be responsible for him, do you restrict his growth? Each of us has to fill our own cup. You're absolutely right. But many of us do have holes in our cup.
Lots
of them. I will tell you the best way to fill the holes is with tempered steel. Tempered steel. It's been heated and cooled. It's the finest steel in the world. If you take the steel right out of the furnace, this is the steel you're going to make your finest surgical instruments out of, you're tempering them. If you take them right out of the furnace and you stick them in icy cold water and you cool them down too quickly, what happens to that steel?
Brittle.
Becomes brittle, cracks, breaks. So don't cool down too quickly. But when you look at your history and you see what you have been through and what you've accomplished, you go, yes, and you come to recognize that your soul is tempered. And you use that tempering to patch the holes in the cup. And then you feel it, fill it with accomplishment. And not just external accomplishment. A lot of people can make $1 million, and that can feel good. But the greatest accomplishment for cup filling comes when you win one on the inside. When you finally say, you know what, I'm going to love my mother, I'm going to love my husband, and when he does that dumb thing, I'm not going to let it mess with me this time. And then you pull it off, and you go, yes, look what I did. Internal accomplishment fills the cup 10 to 1 over external accomplishment.
On this freedom, the kind of the journey, the process to getting free, would you say that it comes in stages, and as an example, initially a person might say, okay, that's it, I'm not eating the vegetables. And they think that they're totally free, because yes, I've done it, I'm not eating the vegetables.
They start externally,
say, I'm free, I'm not eating the vegetables anymore. And they run off and say, yes, I've done it, I'm free. But there's still something inside, and they're wondering what it is. And as they progress, they say, you know what? The vegetables really are good for me. And if I really want to be free, I will choose to eat them because I know they are good for me.
Absolutely.
But
that's stage three.
We go in those stages to get to the point. And the ultimate freedom is when we choose to do what we don't want to do.
If that's what we want to do, absolutely. And I will suggest to you, we're going to talk about that the last hour too. I'm going to close with what you're just addressing. I will suggest to you there are three stages. There's the first one, the second one, and the third one. We're going to get to that, promise you. Are there any questions from what you've heard so far? Now, I do realize that we've got a lot to cover, and I will leave a few minutes afterwards for more thorough, in-depth questioning. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of information right now, but are there some questions? Yes, Marcy.
How do we get rid of our negative anchors?
Ah, that's right where we're going. Okay. Marcy, that's the question where we're headed right now. How do we get rid of these anchors? Or, in other words, how do we take the hands off the steering wheel?